KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with a slight chance of rain showers. High of 98. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 73. Partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms 103. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 86.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere planter from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Plant for success with the industry's latest technology. Upgrade to an ExactEmerge high-speed planter to cover more acres, increasing flexibility and productivity. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location to order your new John Deere planter and experience the Landmark difference.
Lake season has arrived. Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder is ready to get you on the water with big savings on 2024 Lund boats. Save $6,000 on Lund Tyee models in stock and ready to be customized for your fishing experience. $4,000 on crossover and impact models in stock. Stack the savings with a military or local hero discount to save more. Rig your unit with Lowrance Electronics for the ultimate fishing experience. Call or stop by today. Wakanda Boats, Glen Elder, and Wakanda Boats.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains during their search for missing Blue Rapids man on July 10th around 5:30 p.m. KBI agents and deputies from the Marshall County Sheriff's Office located human remains in rural Marshall County. KBI's crime scene response team responded to the area, which was northwest of Waterville, Kansas, near Sunflower Road and 2nd Road. The remains are believed to be those of 36-year-old Cameron M. Shoptees. Agents found evidence indicating that Shoptees was murdered. Investigators do not believe a threat to the community related to this case exists. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in police custody on unrelated charges. Anyone with information about this investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Anonymous tips can also be submitted online at www.kbi.ks.gov/SAR. The investigation is ongoing. Now, one job opening to pass along. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Jewell County Fair continuing today. A lot of activities going on in Mankato at the fairgrounds at 807 North High in Mankato. Horse show at 8 a.m. this morning. Also, the poultry and rabbit show at 12:30 p.m., followed by the pet show and the beef show at 5 o'clock in the covered arena. Goat roping at 7 o'clock in the horse arena. Horse show speed events at 8:30 in the horse arena. Also, get Buck's snow cones there at the Jewell County Fair this evening. And finally, a meet and greet with the candidates will be taking place. The Mitchell County Republican Women's Group hosting that meet and greet at the Mitchell County Fair in Beloit in the new fair building. All candidates on August 6, 2024 ballot are encouraged to come out and participate in getting to know your constituents in Mitchell County. It is a bipartisan event. The meet and greet will be Thursday, July 25th, Friday, July 26th. So plan ahead for that if you're one of the candidates to be part of that. It'll be 4:30 to 8 p.m. both days. For further information, you can contact Eva at 259-5490 or Dina at 342-6633. That's the news this hour. Reporting for KD Country 94 and Z96.3, I'm Dusty Donis.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Coming up in this sportscast, we take a look at the Royals back in action after having Thursday off. The Wimbledon finals are set on the women's side, semifinals on the men's side today. Also, a former NFL defensive coordinator has passed away. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Royals again back in action tonight after having a day off, a doubleheader sweep of the Cardinals on Wednesday and didn't play on Thursday, but a big series coming up with the Red Sox, whom they trail by a game in the standings for the wild card currently. The Royals coming into the series with a record of 51-43, the Red Sox 51-41. Three games set in Boston. First pitch at 6:10 tonight for the first game of the series. Cole Reagans is 5-6 with a 3.28 ERA. Will start on the mound for the Royals. The Red Sox pitcher undecided at this moment. Again, Royals at Red Sox tonight, 6:10 at Fenway Park. Moving to Grand Slam tennis, the women's final is set after two three-set semifinal matches on Thursday. 7-seed Jasmine Paolini lost the first set to Donna Vekic 6-2, but came back to win 6-4 and 7-6, a 10-8 tiebreak third set. And then in the other semifinal, similar situation where 4-seed Elena Rybakina won the first set over Barbara Krejcikova for the 31st seed 6-3, but Krejcikova came back to win 6-3, 6-4. The championship match for the women's singles will be on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock between Paolina and Krejcikova. The semifinals on the men's side going on today, 3rd seed Carlos Alcaraz taking on number 5-seed Daniil Medvedev and number 2-seed Novak Djokovic against 25th-seed Lorenzo Musetti in the other men's semifinal at Wimbledon. Finally in sports, Monty Kiffin, who was a defensive mind that spent more than 50 years coaching in the NFL and collegiate ranks, died Thursday at age 84. It was announced by Ole Miss. Kiffin, whose son Lane is the head coach at Ole Miss, was surrounded by family and friends. He'd been a defensive analyst for his son's team since 2020. The school said in a post on X, as his grandson Knox said, "He's free of pain and smiling down on us from above. Please keep the Kiffin family in your thoughts and prayers during this time." Kiffin spent 13 seasons as defensive coordinator with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Most notably, his work with Tony Dungy to build the vaunted Tampa 2 scheme helped the Bucs win the Super Bowl in 2002 and was copied by several other teams around the league. And during Kiffin's tenure with Tampa Bay, its defense allowed the fewest points per game at 17.5 while ranking second in both yards allowed per game, 286.8, and total takeaways at 293. Again, Lane Kiffin's father, Monty Kiffin, passing away on Thursday at the age of 84. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.